Do you have a financial advisor, or are you taking advice from your favorite social media platform? Hi, I'm Rob West. Ads on social media like Facebook don't appear at random. Armies of skilled software engineers spend long hours targeting products to your deepest needs, wants, and fears. I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. So the other day, our team came across a post by personal finance blogger Anthony Isola. He was lamenting the state of social media advertising and its ill effect on society. He'll get no argument here. Not only does this advertising encourage impulse spending, leading to ever more debt, the products it pushes are often at best useless and sometimes actually harmful to your financial health, as the author goes on to claim. Isola makes the case that there is a type of psychological warfare going on in social media, but only one side is aware of it. Social media software engineers are using sophisticated algorithms to collect, analyze, and exploit your buying weaknesses. You can measure their success by the hundreds of billions of dollars in advertising revenue and the sale of your personal information raked in by the founders of Facebook, Google, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. The key to this success is getting you to stare at your computer or smartphone screen as long as possible. The author calls this stealing your attention. Getting you to scroll to, see, and click on an ad results in more dollars for the social media oligarchs. Now, just how are they doing that? Well, ad designers had many choices for how ads could be crafted and targeted at unsuspecting consumers. These might include faith, love, friendship, and patriotism. But apparently, that's not where the real money is, except in what we might call niche markets. The biggest returns, it seems, come from darker emotions. Social media ad designers soon realized that fear and anger pay better. The reason for this is something known as negativity bias. Researchers discovered that, sadly, we're likely to stare longer at something that's destructive or harmful. YouTube videos of cute kittens might cater to a niche crowd, but far more people will camp on a video showing a car crash or a bridge collapsing, and therefore the ads that accompany it. Here's another example. New York University conducted a study that found tweets containing moral outrage greatly increases retweeting, and Facebook posts containing themes of social unrest double the number of likes and shares. Now, obviously, this is disturbing information that we should all be aware of, but what does it have to do with your finances, and particularly your retirement plan? Well, remember that doom and gloom pays. The author noted the frequency of social media ads shouting warnings of economic Armageddon just around the corner. You absolutely must buy this book or that video series to find out how to survive. The cost of those products isn't the real problem. It's the often bogus financial advice they hand out. This may lead people to cash out their retirement portfolios, buy far too much in gold or other precious metals, or any number of risky investment schemes. The author contends that Facebook has become the financial advisor of far too many people. Now, how do you avoid that? Well, one of our favorite verses is Proverbs 15:22. It reads, "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." But it's key to choose the right financial advisor. Kingdom Advisors co-founder Ron Blue says you want someone who's been trained and has committed to be a person of character, someone with a biblical worldview to serve you with financial advice so you can confidently navigate financial decisions as a faithful steward and not react in panic when you see a disturbing ad on Facebook. Having a godly Christian financial advisor, such as those earning the designation Certified Kingdom Advisor, has three blessings. It provides accountability from a third party, it provides security and familiarity for a surviving spouse, and the objectivity of a third party to bring wisdom into troubling situations. As a financial planner, Ron Blue successfully advised clients for decades, but even he has used the services of a financial planner for years. You can't make a stronger argument than that. So instead of falling victim to some financial scheme on Facebook, go to MoneyWise.org and click Find a CKA and set your fears aside. That's MoneyWise.org. Click Find a CKA. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000.
God can use persecution to strengthen the church and individuals within it.
Persecution is granted to us. Don't miss this. What an honor to be chosen to follow in the footsteps of Christ, to die like the thief beside him, so that men enslaved to sin can see the gospel written in our flesh and believe.
Gain more perspective on persecution with Jordan Chambly's article, The Victorious Persecuted Church, in the Fall 21 issue of Engage Magazine, or visit EngageMagazine.net.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial-strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests, plus practical, biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing helps Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors who are just getting started, those making investment choices for a company retirement plan or college savings account, and people getting close to their retirement years. SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information is at soundmindinvesting.org. The website also features many articles about common money management and investing topics. soundmindinvesting.org.
Whether you're sitting at your desk at work or relaxing at home in the evening, temptation seems to lurk right around every corner. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress shares how to prepare for moments of temptation and stop Satan in his tracks. Join us for an eye-opening study called The Divine Defense on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. More than 50,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free MoneyWise account by going to moneywise.org and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We're ready to dive in with your financial questions today as we apply God's wisdom to your decisions and choices as you manage God's money. The number to call today with lines open is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by and we'd love to get you on the air quickly. What are you thinking about today financially? As you recognize your role as a steward, and that's what we need to do as a beginning point to managing our money, or I should say God's money, then how do we apply God's wisdom so we can reflect the heart of the master in the decisions and choices we make every day with his money? Well, let's go to his word and apply the principles that we find in scripture related to saving and giving and that which we owe and, yeah, that which we're growing as well for the future. God's word speaks to all of it and is authoritative in every area of our life, but certainly this area of money applies as well. I like to say the very best that Wall Street has to offer has its roots in biblical wisdom. It's timeless. It doesn't change. It doesn't matter what the tax code is or the U.S. GDP or inflation. None of it matters. We can go back to God's word and apply His truths to our financial decisions and choices. We'd like to help you do that today. Again, lines are open at 800-525-7000. Give us a call. Coming up on the broadcast today, we'll talk, in addition to our opening topic related to social media, we'll turn the corner and address some other topics as well. I'd like to give you some tips about staying safe online. You know, more and more of our business is being conducted online these days. More and more of our financial transactions are done online, whether that's online banking or bill pay, logging into your investment accounts, trading, even just pulling up your latest insurance premium or calling up a digital insurance card like I had to do last week when my second oldest got his driver's license, which was, by the way, pretty handy. You know, as we do that, we want to stay safe. We want to be aware of the latest scams and also the best practices, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones, especially elderly parents that are often falling victim to the latest scams and tricks. We'll talk about that today. We'll also talk about margin in our work. You know, we talk a lot about margin here on the broadcast and its importance in our financial affairs, having a little bit left over at the end of the month, living within God's provision in such a way that our spending is beneath our income, living within our means, because margin is the key to funding our goals, which should align with our values and priorities, which might mean we can continue to give or increase our giving, maybe saving for the future, a down payment on a house, or buying that car with cash, maybe funding a college education. Margin is critical to all of that. Well, what about in our work? You know, so often we push it right up to the edge, squeezing every hour out of every week for the work that we do. And yes, we're called to be workers as believers, but we're also called to rest. We can model God in the rest work rhythm and apply margin to our work lives. Well, what does that look like? We'll talk about that today. And some emails. In fact, some great emails that came in over the weekend. One regarding whether the tithe is still for today. We'll talk about that. And for those that are struggling with marriage and money, Brandon and Christy wrote in to us to ask how they can get beyond some of the disagreements they're having financially. All of that and more, plus your questions, will be covered on today's broadcast. Again, the number to call with whatever is on your mind is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's dive in. We're going to begin in Ohio today. John, you'll be our first caller, sir. You go right ahead. John, you're your first caller. Go ahead, sir.
Why, good morning.
Hi there.
Thank you for your ministry, first of all. My question is one that's a curious one, wanting to be faithful in the tithe post-retirement. When one is no longer receiving an income from employment,
yeah.
What is the appropriate way to tithe on that?
Yeah. Talk to me about the income sources that you have now, John, and kind of what you all are thinking about it at this point.
Well, there'll be a combination of investments, 401k, annuities, Social Security.
Yeah.
I have another small business on the side that I intend to pursue full time. That's a no brainer. Just give the tithe
sure.
from that. But
yeah.
How about the other income? How about the other giving?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think there's a number of approaches we can take on this. You know, as we look at the tithe and the principle of the tithe, we recognize that it's really based on our increase. And so the question that we would ask is, what is our increase? And then we give on that. And as you said, whether it's a small business that we have or some W-2 income we're receiving or an inheritance, it's fairly plain, right? We can know exactly what our increase is, and we can give systematically and proportionately. It gets a little more difficult when we're either calculating the increase on Social Security, which is in part a return of capital that you paid into the system, plus an increase because that is growing over time. And the same is true with our retirement portfolios. If you're tithing on a gross amount prior to a retirement contribution, then a portion of what you have accumulated in your retirement account is, in a sense, you've already tithed on that money. And so now it's being returned to you. And so you have a couple of options there, I think. The first option is really the simplest, and that is to say, you know what, let's just not try to drill down on all of that and estimate how much is an increase and how much is a return of capital. You know, in the farming economy of the biblical times, they didn't subtract the amount of wheat they had planted in computing the tithe. They just tithed on the whole increase and saw any provision, whether it's coming out of your 401k or a Social Security check, as a gracious gift from the Lord of what was invested. And then giving is then about nurturing that closer relationship with Christ and out of thanksgiving for what he has provided. And you just kind of give again. And in a sense, you might be giving on a portion, well, you would be giving on a portion that you had already tithed on. The other portion, you know, for, or the other approach perhaps with a retirement account is to really try to calculate what were my total contributions and come up with a percentage, just to say, okay, you know, from this portfolio, essentially, you know, maybe 40% of this is what I've paid in over time, just kind of with some back of the envelope math. And therefore, everything else must be an increase in the capital or an increase in the growth of the portfolio. And so every time I take a distribution, I'm going to, in a sense, treat 60% of that as my increase and 40% as being returned to me what from what I've paid in. That would be another approach. And then with investments, I like the idea of calculating the realized gain on a periodic basis. So you might say every 6 months, or it might be even easier every year at tax time, to be able to calculate what is my realized gain, because we don't have an increase until we actually sell an investment at a profit. And so that would be the other approach, is to each year say, okay, Lord, I see that we have this much gain in the portfolio, and you'd have to net that out and take out any losses. And then that is, of course, your increase, and then you tithe on that amount as you see fit. It does become a little more challenging when we talk about qualified portfolios, though, because it requires a distribution that is a taxable event, and we're not always going to do that. Sometimes we may leave those gains in the portfolio. That's a lot, though, John. Give me your thoughts.
Well, it is a lot, actually, and I'm mentally thinking as you're going through the various scenarios of how specifically to do that.
Yeah. Let's do this. I'm going to interrupt you for a quick second because I've got to take a break, but I want to hear your thoughts, and then we'll finish up on the other side. If you can hold, I'd love to continue this conversation. We'll be right back on MoneyWise on American Family Radio.
American Family Studios was started back in 2011 as a way to advance the Christian worldview into an increasingly media-rich culture.
Media is like such a powerful tool to communicate the gospel. I love writing stories, getting in my office, and just thinking, how can we portray this concept of who God's character is? And to get to use the gifts that God has given me is really a joy.
AmericanFamilyStudios.net.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at moneywise.org.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministry's purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost-sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
For over 40 years, American Family Association has stood for righteousness and God's truth in our nation.
American Family Association Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
One important way you can join us in the battle is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. The charitable gift annuity benefits you, and it benefits the culture-transforming work of American Family Association.
Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, taking your calls and questions. Lines are open today at 800-525-7000. Whatever's on your mind financially speaking, we'd love to hear from you. Just before the break, we were talking to John in Ohio. John wants to be found faithful in giving a tithe. That was fairly simple when he was a W-2 worker, getting a paycheck and tithing on the gross amount. But what about in retirement? How do you approach that with 401ks and Social Security? A portion of that is a return of the capital you've already tithed on. John, I gave you my thoughts. Give me your follow-up.
Well, continuing, the possibilities are quite broad-ranging and might require more calculation than my pea brain can handle easily. I think at the core, the question is, does God need my 10%? The answer is no.
Right.
What He requests is my obedience. That's what He requests.
Yeah.
And in that area, I don't want to fall down. He gave it in the first place. He provides richly, and I think it's just critically important to pray and to continue to be faithful when the income isn't quite as regular as perhaps it was earlier. So
yeah. Oh, well, I love that approach, John. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, how we handle money is really a heart issue, and God's always been about our hearts. I like to say money is the training ground of the heart. And in this invitation to generosity, and I think that's what it is, frankly, it's a privilege that God gives us to be connected to where He's at work. And what's interesting is that, there was, we see the tithe in the Old Testament. We actually see it before the Mosaic Law. I'll talk about that in just a moment with an email question that we have, but it went far beyond the 10% gift. You know, there was multiple tithes that totaled over 23%, 23 1/3%. But when Jesus comes on the scene, He really raises the bar. I think He models and describes a whole life generosity, of course, giving His life as a sacrifice. And when He talked about money, He taught we should give as we've been blessed in Luke 6. He said, to whom much is given, much is required in Luke 12. He commended the poor widow who gave her last two copper coins. He challenged the rich young ruler to give away all of his wealth. So I think we can safely say that we should be givers, that we're honoring the Lord out of obedience when we do. To your point, John, He doesn't need our money, but really it's an opportunity to worship Him and to be thankful for all the provision He's given us. And His blessings are so much more than financial, starting with what Christ did for us on the cross. So I think, we need to be on our knees saying, Lord, what would You have me to do? And then respond with lavish generosity.
Amen and amen. I love the statement concerning lavish.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the more we exercise that muscle of generosity, my experience is as we experience the joy of giving, we kind of reorder our finances over time to do even more because we just want more of that. So, John, you've been an encouragement to me today. I know you have to everybody listening, and we appreciate your remarks today and your thoughts on this area of giving. God bless you, my friend, and call us back sometime. Before we go to Barbara in Pennsylvania, we got an email over the weekend from John asking a question about the tithe as well. Let's tackle that now. He says, is the tithe still for today? Isn't that a part of the Jewish law, which was replaced by the law of Christ? And, I think it's a great question from good-hearted people who really want to honor the Lord and just understand how much should we be giving? Those who believe we're still required to tithe will often cite Genesis 14:20, where Abram gives a tenth of his victory spoils to Melchizedek, who was described as a priest of God Most High. They also point to Genesis 28, where Jacob pledges to give back a tenth of all that God would give him. By the way, the word tithe means a tenth. And since those examples occurred before the Mosaic Law was handed down, the thinking is that tithing didn't end with the Old Covenant and therefore still applies. But I wonder if perhaps God left this question open to debate on purpose so that each of us would have to make our own decision about all of our giving, including the tithe, because that exercise reveals our hearts. And to be fair, I think people on both sides of the tithing question know that we should support the work of the local church. 1 Timothy 5, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and laborer deserves his wages. Many people believe the tithe should only be the training wheels for your giving. My friend Randy Alcorn says that often. So we should strive to be more generous when we're able. God owns everything. As John appropriately said a moment ago, God doesn't need our money, but he wants us to be generous givers because that's good for us, but also because we were created in his image and he's modeled generosity as the ultimate giver. And so I like to say we're most like him when we're giving. So make it an exercise of faith as a part of your faith journey to see what God would have you to do as you participate with him through your giving. All right, let's head back to the phones. Barbara in PA. Barbara, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
I was wondering if it's available to I'm sorry.
That's okay. Take your time.
To have a list of the percentages of what your wages are. And I had one years and years ago with Larry Burkett, but I'm sure yes. In those years that has changed.
Yes, ma'am. You're talking about the budget guideline percentages.
The budget, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And, often Larry would talk about this, and we have something similar today. I'll have my team get your information, and we'll send it out to you. But what you're talking about is how do you take all of the provision, the income coming in, and then break it down into various percentages as a starting point to kind of gauge, are you on track, ahead, or behind with your own giving? We've actually taken Larry's digital envelope system, Barbara, and put it into a smartphone app. And so whether it's you or for a family member trying to put a budget together, downloading the MoneyWise app could be a great resource for you as well. Here's what I'd like to do. You hold the line. My team's going to get your information. We're going to give you a free 6-month subscription to the MoneyWise app, but we'll also send you those budget guidelines that you're looking for. Hopefully that'll be of help to you. Thank you for your call today. Charisse, we're coming your way. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Our children face so many temptations. Tragically, creators of digital pornography actively target kids through misleading domain names and search engine tricks. On the next Focus on the Family, encouragement for guiding your kids through the digital landscape and giving them a godly perspective on sexuality. Next time on Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing offers investing guidance grounded in the stewardship principles found in Scripture. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire knowledge and confidence related to investing and overall money management. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a wise and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
At MoneyWise, we are on a mission to educate, equip, and connect you and many others with the powerful financial answers found in God's Word through national radio programs, our app, website, and other resources. If you've benefited from MoneyWise and believe in this mission, would you consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron? Check out all the benefits of a MoneyWise patron's membership at moneywise.org and click Give on the homepage.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe that our ministry, as well as everything in the heavens and on earth, belongs to God, and our role is that of a trusted manager.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thrilled to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We have some lines open today. Coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, it's Monday. That means our good friend Bob Dahl stops by. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, a Wall Street veteran, a frequent contributor on Fox Business, and he joins us each week to give his market and economic commentary. We'll look forward to hearing what Bob has to say as we, start off fairly flat across the board on the markets today. By the way, in these challenging times related to investments, if you would like to seek a professional, consider a certified Kingdom advisor in your area. These financial, legal, and accounting professionals have really completed rigorous standards in character and competence and experience, but also have been specially trained to bring biblically wise financial advice as a part of their practice. You can find a local certified Kingdom advisor on your website, at moneywise.org. Just click Find a CKA at the top of the page. All right, back to the phones we go. Charisse is in Florida. You go right ahead.
Hi, yes. I was just calling. I just recently purchased $50,000 worth of life insurance because I found out my other lapse. A Roth IRA for the very first time. This is all new for me as far as the retirement investment. I am, I'll be 55 at the end of this year. I'm on a fixed income. I have guardianship of two grandchildren. Hmm. And I was just wondering, because it was like $73 a month for the insurance and then $25 a month for the Roth IRA investment. And I was just wondering, because I have no illnesses. I'm not on any medication, praise God, or anything like that. I was wondering if that was decent for $50,000 worth of life insurance.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this real quick, too. Even being on a fixed income, I tithe off of every increase I get. I trust God that way. I know that He is my provider. And if 10% is a small amount, you know, for him to just basically require for him to be able to continue. So anyone out there listening, just be faithful in that. God is faithful. He is faithful to continue to give what you need to be able to continue to give. Might not be all that you want, but you'll definitely have your needs met. He's faithful that way. So,
Well, thank you for that encouragement. I know that was an encouragement to folks listening here, and especially given all that you have on your plate, Charisse, that you're continuing to be faithful in your giving, and you've got now guardianship of these two precious little ones, and you're trying to save for the future and make all the bills meet and have some life insurance, and yet you're saying, listen, regardless of all that, I start with my giving out of gratitude for the Lord, and that's an encouragement. You know, I love that you're thinking through all of this. I think with regard to life insurance, and this is really so important to have, if you if these grandkids are dependent upon your income, then we've got to make sure we have the proper amount of coverage in place so that if the Lord were to call you home, there's something there to take care of their needs until they're adults. Are they dependent solely on you for income?
Yes, they are. The one, the six-year-old won't be here pretty soon if all goes well. But the way that things look now, yes. The two-year-old, yes, for sure. I have him forever, as far as I know. I started out with that because right now that fit in my budget.
Yes.
And I plan to, I do plan to add to that, you know, eventually.
I was just
wondering if that was decent.
It's great to start somewhere. I think, you know, doing some planning to say, what would it actually take for me to get him through age 18 or even through college, let's say, you know, at that point, then, you know, maybe he's out on his own and getting a job. But really answering that question with some detailed planning so you have the proper amount of coverage. Is this a term policy, Charisse, or a whole life?
Yes, it's term. It's through, I don't know if I should say the...
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Primerica. So I wasn't sure if, you know, that was the... I mean, it sounds good, and I know others that had it, but it's through Primerica.
Yeah, I would, you know, the great thing is that you can always replace that policy at any time, and I'm glad you have it in force because that ensures that if something were to happen to you, you've got at least that coming their way. You want to make sure your beneficiaries are up to date on that. I would probably encourage you to take another look at a few other options, either through one of the online sources that will really compare and shop this policy across a number of different companies. Because the one you mentioned tends to be a little more expensive than some of the others. And the key with term insurance is you're buying pure insurance. So it's really about, you know, you want a reputable company, but it's really mainly about the price point. You could probably do a little better than $75 a month, given just what you've said about your health status and age for a $50,000 policy. I'd love to see you have something more like $100,000 at that price point. So I'd keep it in force. Don't do anything in terms of letting that lapse or canceling it until you have something also in force to replace it. But I think it would be worth your time. Always a good idea, whether it's life insurance or, you know, car insurance, to shop that periodically. And I think that you'll find either by getting an independent agent who can look across a number of companies or using some of the online tools to check that, that it would be worth your while to take a look to see if you could find it less expensive with a highly rated company somewhere else. In terms of the Roth IRA, I think that's a great option for you as well, just to be systematic in your investing. I would be looking at what you're paying for that. What are the costs associated with it? A lot of times, you know, with just a simple robo-advisor like Betterment or the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, you can get a very low-cost ETF portfolio, which would be kind of an indexed approach to investing where you're just capturing the broad moves of the market, but very inexpensive. And every time you make that $25 contribution, it would automatically be reinvested without any transaction costs. And usually I would expect to pay about 1/5 of 1% for that 20 basis points with no transaction costs. So I would compare the robo-advisor model against Schwab Intelligent Portfolios or Betterment to what you're doing at Primerica, just to make sure that you're not, you know, spending more than you need to, because the key is to get as much of that, you know, into your investments and not coming out in the form of fees and expenses. Does all that make sense?
Yes, it does. But like I all said, right. Just getting into this, and I did not know that part of it. So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No problem. You're welcome. Listen, God bless you and all that you're doing to care for those little ones and save for the future and give to the Lord. I know the Lord is honored by your faithfulness and all of that. I want to send you a book just as some encouragement today. I'll send you Howard Dayton's book, Your Money Counts. And I think as you meditate on these principles a bit more and just allow the Lord to speak to you about what to do in this area of money management, hopefully that'll be an encouragement to you. So you stay on the line. We'll get that out to you right away, and we appreciate you calling today. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Quickly, another email before we head to our next break. And actually, we don't have time for that even. So let's do this. Bob Dahl is going to come up just around the corner and weigh in on the markets. A lot going on. In fact, last week, more economic data out. We'll talk about whether or not we're in a recession. Actually, some new data that's out regarding Q3 third quarter GDP and some revisions on the first and second quarter that will be interesting to you. We'll talk about oil prices and where he thinks the market's headed just around the corner. Stay with us. This is MoneyWise. We'll be right back.
The Supreme Court recognized a coach's First Amendment right to pray after a game. CNN responded by saying the court is dismantling the separation of church and state. The phrase separation of church and state isn't in the Constitution. It was written by Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist Association, assuring them the government would not restrict religious influence on public life. I wonder if CNN is misinformed or misguiding us. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
Sandy Rios.
A lot of Black Americans are talking about how Black Lives Matter has undermined the whole issue of racial injustice.
Sandy Rios in the Morning delivers a level of wisdom and insight that's desperately needed during these uncertain times in America.
Black, white, brown, all kinds of people are saying to themselves, something is wrong with this picture.
Listen Monday through Friday from 7 until 8 Central here on American Family Radio.
45,000. That's how many times MoneyWise referred a listener to a Certified Kingdom Advisor, or CKA, last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to moneywise.org and clicking the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We have some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-525-7000. Before we head back to the phones, it's Monday. It's an opportunity to check in with our good friend Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, Wall Street veteran and good friend who shares his market analysis with us each week. Bob, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Happy Monday, Rob.
Market's kind of flat this morning, Bob. I was reviewing just this morning your Dahl's deliberations for the week. A lot there. What are some of the key takeaways you're thinking about this week?
Well, first of all, we recognize the market has come a long way from the June 16 bottom. We've recovered half of what we lost. Yeah. And so the economic reasons behind that are, well, maybe we're not going to have a recession. And number two, maybe inflation is not as bad as we thought, having seen a peak at a pretty high number in the second quarter. And so the market's taking heart. We have to watch both of those things very carefully. And my view is that the market has already discounted a bunch of that. We've had quite a run.
Yeah, we sure have. I know it doesn't really matter except to maybe the technicians on Wall Street, but because of this rise, Bob, are we officially out of a bear market?
That's a good question. it's usually the 20% decline declares a bear market, which historically is usually a pretty good time to buy and not sell after the 20%. And on the upside, once you get that turnaround, some people say it's 10% off the bottom. Most say it's 20. So most would say no. But then the NASDAQ is up more than 20. So maybe the NASDAQ's in a new bull market, and okay. The S&P 500 isn't. I mean, you can get whatever you want out of all this, Rob.
Yeah, you sure can. Bob, you mentioned the recession word. Let's talk about that for a second. Obviously, the jury's still out on whether or not we are going to slip into a recession, and if we do, whether it will be a mild one. You cited some new data out from the Atlanta Fed and even talked about some possible revisions to Q1 and Q2. Give us that update.
Sure. So everybody knows, I suspect, that Q1 and Q2 were negative GDP. There are some preliminary indications that those numbers might get revised. They always get revised. And maybe at least one of them will move to the upside. So maybe we won't have had two back-to-back down quarters. More importantly, the Atlanta Fed, which is watched very carefully, has a pretty up-to-date view, given all the macro numbers that come in about what GDP might look like for a quarter ahead. And in this case, they're saying the third quarter might be plus 2.5%. So you know our view, we've talked about it many of these weeks, that a recession, probably not, severe slowdown for sure.
Yeah. All right. Inflation, Bob, is obviously continuing to be on the minds of Americans. We're feeling it in particular with food and energy, although it's certainly crept its way into other parts of our economy as well. What's the latest there? And do you think your call on the peak in the second quarter is going to hold?
We do. You can look at a lot of numbers and come to some pretty stark conclusions. And it was, in our view, hard to think the second quarter wouldn't be the peak. Last week, we got the July inflation number, and it was better than expected. So 12-month year-over-year inflation slowed from 9.1% at the end of June to 8.5%. Still not an acceptable number, but the direction's right.
Yeah. Bob, if we don't settle back to the Fed's target of 2% on inflation, what are the longer term implications to that if, let's say, 4 is the new norm?
There you go. I think inflation will continue to recede from here to the end of the year, and we'll end up at 4 to 5. Then the Fed's got a hard job. They wanted it 2.
Yeah.
If they can live with 4 to 5, which I don't think we can long term, we'll move forward. But if the Fed has the hard work of getting inflation from 4 to 5, assuming we get there, back down to 2, that probably puts us in a recession in 2023.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, something to keep an eye on, Bob. Always appreciate your insights, my friend, as you stop by each Monday. And we'll talk to you next week.
God bless. Talk to you in a week.
All right, very good. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com, where you can sign up for his weekly Dahl's Deliberations. All right, back to the phones we go. Loya, thank you for calling from Arkansas. How can I help you?
Is that me, Loya?
Yes, it is. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I have been listening to you talk about I-bonds.
Yes.
And we are Assembly of God ministers, and we have investments with the Assemblies of God who has, you know, something like that, but we know what they invest our money in, which is biblically responsible. My question to you is this, if I invest here, we have about $10,000 that we could invest. Are they, because I know nothing about it, I just know it's a government, right? Is it a government? Will I be assured that it is biblically responsibly that I am investing my money?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think it depends upon your convictions and really what you're trying to accomplish with faith-based or biblically responsible investing, which I affirm and am delighted to say is a really exciting and growing segment of the investment universe. And as we think about our investing, which is the deployment of capital as owners, which is what you're doing, whether you're putting $10,000 to work or, you know, $10 million, you're in deploying capital and putting it to work in some area, either in a company or in this case, the U.S. government. And then we ask, is there something that is conflicting with our values that we should be aware of there by that would cause us to not want to buy a United States bond? We certainly can look at the output when we invest in a company of what is their primary business activity, and then how are they using their corporate profits? And we can say, is that a company we want to avoid and stay away from? So we'd screen them out. Or is it a company we'd want to embrace because they're promoting the common good? And I would say investing in a United States bond, I would put in a biblically responsible category for me. Now, you can always point to, well, the U.S. government is doing this or that, and I don't agree with this or that related to my values. And you would have to make that decision and I think come to your own conclusion. This is really a conscience matter or a discernment matter, I think, that you need to ultimately land on. So what you can be assured of here, though, I think, Loya, is that this is really an investment in the United States. So you're turning this money over to the United States government in exchange for their backing of it. So they're saying that I'm going to guarantee that you're going to get your money back. So that's why we would put it in the very safe column. And they're going to do it now because of where inflation's at a very attractive interest rate at 9.62% through next November. And as long as you're willing to leave it in there for a year, you're going to get a very attractive rate. Now, you'll only get the 9.62 until it adjusts again, and then you'll get some amount, probably a slightly lower than that for the next 6 months. And as long as you leave it in there for a year, it's a great investment that's very safe. So I'm supportive of these types of investments. For me, in terms of evaluating my own convictions, I'm comfortable with it from a biblically responsible or faith-based investing standpoint. But at the end of the day, that's your call because you're, you know, the steward of these resources. And ultimately, you have to decide, do I believe it's biblically responsible to invest in a bond issued by the United States government? Because that's essentially what it is. So for me, I would be okay with that. Ultimately, that's going to be your call. But as to the merits of the investment itself, I'm a big fan of the I-bonds right now. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes, it does very much. And I prayed this morning. I thought, when he answers me, I'm going to feel, Lord, where you're leading me. And I think I feel good about your answer. So I think we're going to go ahead and do it.
Well,
and
very good.
You so very-
you're very welcome, Loya. And to get that started, you'd head to treasurydirect.gov, treasurydirect.gov. All the instructions are there. We appreciate you checking in with us today. Well, folks, before we wrap up today, a couple of quick thoughts. I mentioned that I would share some best practices for you as you're thinking about all of the online business you do. How do you keep yourself protected from identity theft, which is just running rampant these days with new strategies and tactics all the time? A couple of best practices. Let me give you five. One is password protect your devices. You might be surprised to know more than half of Americans don't password protect their mobile devices, according to a study I saw last week from a cybersecurity firm. That's really akin to leaving your door, front door wide open. If your device falls in the wrong hands, well, your financial accounts, your email could all be compromised. So make sure you password protect your devices. Use a password manager. You know, this idea that we would use the same password for everything and never change it is not a good idea. So I would encourage you to use a password manager where you can store it securely and encrypted using a long stream, a string for the password, and then update it at least yearly. I use the password manager 1Password, the number 1 and password, but LastPass is also another good one. Watch out for phishing attempts. That's with a PH. Don't click on any suspicious-looking links in emails. Even if you see a logo from a financial institution you recognize, that's probably the most common strategy to compromise your sensitive information. Never give out personal information over the phone. I just wouldn't do it, regardless of whether they say they're with the IRS or the U.S. government or Social Security. Don't give it out. And then finally, check your credit reports regularly. You can do that at annualcreditreport.com. Pull a copy of each of the three reports from the three major bureaus. I would do that at least every 6 months. What you're going to want to look for is any incorrect information that you need to update. I hope that helps you. Hey, folks, thanks for being along with us today. I want to say thank you to my team today. Pat Montague handling our phones. Devin Patrick, our engineer and producer. Mr. Jim Henry supporting me with great research today. Thankful for you that you were along with us today as well for your calls. And we'll look forward to having you back with us tomorrow. We'll be here same time, same place. Until then, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.